innovation. It can drive people to extremes to stay alive. Yet this nationwide problem in one Middle Eastern country has been kept under wraps. Today, we're unveiling the story. I'm Dot Morris. For Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, our partners across the globe are working to answer immediate and long-term needs in terms of economics and the gospel. Find your place in the stories today on Mission Network News. Recent stories of eating leaves to stay alive in Yemen have now begun to surface, along with warnings about famine. MNN's Katie Harth tells us more.
For the United Nations to use the word famine, it means 12 million people face starvation. Yet it's also one of the most underreported humanitarian emergencies. We caught up with an aid worker participating in the Yemen response. With security concerns at an all-time high, we couldn't use his voice or identify him. So I'll be sharing with you some key points he made. 1. Poverty has made a really bad situation even worse. People were poor before the current conflict, and there was nothing left to fall back on when the fighting started. 2. The situation was overshadowed by the Syrian civil war. Attention and funds were then diverted to the war on terror in Iraq and Syria. 3. Although international organizations have some presence in the country, national NGOs are playing a key role in the response. 4. As Christians, we can come alongside these groups. They'll need funding, sure, but they also need other people to tell their story and to pray. Some links to an app specifically geared for this can be found at our website. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
And it's been just over a year since the blasphemy trial for Ahmed, a strategic gospel worker in Pakistan, was put into motion. Ahmed has since been acquitted of the blasphemy charges. However, two fatwas, which are Islamic religious edicts, are still in place demanding his death. Some Pakistanis are set on fulfilling them. FMI is working with the United States State Department to temporarily bring Ahmed and his family to the U.S. FMI's Bruce Allen.
The type of visa that we're looking to get for him is called an R1 visa, which is a religious worker's visa. So he would be part of the FMI US staff. He would also still be able to go back and forth discreetly into Pakistan while his family would remain here in safety in the US.
However, FMI needs to raise $40,000 to bring Ahmed to the US.
We still have that project advocacy account set up, and it's there on our website that people could donate specifically to that account. The way those funds are being used right now are to help with his legal expenses that he still has from the court case in Pakistan.
Helps too with the cost for filling the visa application and the immigration lawyer processing it. Find our full update with ways to pray and donate at missionnews.org. And struggling Cuban Christians are getting a hand up instead of a handout from Farms International. Farms' new executive director, Scott Clifton, saw the impact firsthand during a recent visit.
It's very encouraging to see how the gospel is touching people in a very living and active way as it spreads throughout the island of Cuba.
Government reforms in Cuba legalized small business 8 years ago, but most believers don't have the funds needed to start their own business. So Farms partners with local churches to offer microloans. As small businesses succeed and family income goes up,
they give back to their churches, which enables their churches to expand in ministry as they desire to do.
During his visit, Clifton met business owners who raise hogs. A year ago, disease wiped out much of their stock.
In a short time, they're already getting back on their feet. And I don't think that to spring back that quickly would have been possible without the partnership with Farms.
Tomorrow, details on a new development.
We also had the opportunity to train a new committee in a different area of Cuba, which was really exciting to have representation spread across the island.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.